Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
happy Monday, everybody.
Here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hope you had a great weekend. You are
it's a big old land.
A little soggy from yesterday, probably, depending on exactly where you were, but dry conditions and some nice weather headed this way, according to our staff meteorologists. So life is good. Happy Monday. Kev, how are you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Doing good. A lot of ground to cover today.
Oh, boy.
A lot of stories in the stack of stuff.
Always is.
We had a ton of comments we didn't get to last week, and I want to open up this question of the day related to a conversation we had last week with a member of the North Dakota State Legislature, and that is whether or not North Dakota should match Minnesota and offer free college for families that make under $80,000 a year. I'd like your take on that, and obviously we'll continue to have conversations with members of the legislature about that. The presidents of the schools are understandably quite concerned about this, saying, in fact, if we don't do something, we could lose a lot of students. Now, I don't know that anybody knows how many Minnesota students in North Dakota come from families that have a household income of $80,000 or less. That's the $64,000 question here, because that's how many would be at risk. Free college in Minnesota, or do I stick with my plan and go to a college in North Dakota? But the numbers are pretty high. I'm amazed how many Minnesota students are going to school in North Dakota. Your son being one of them, Kip.
Yeah, you know, the memo I missed was free college. Are the professors working for free now? The maintenance staff, all the administrative, everybody's working for free now. How exciting is? I mean, talk about givers.
Free. Free for all. It's just a beautiful thing.
They're still getting paid?
It's a utopia. It's a great utopia.
Guess who's paying them?
Yeah. The taxpayers, as usual. But in all seriousness, NDSU's President David Cook told the State Board of Higher Education recently that this program in Minnesota, they call it North Star Promise, could have, quote, catastrophic implications on North Dakota. So, and they say, by the way, the same impact on some small Minnesota private colleges, Concordia being a prime example as well, could have some impact there. So the question at hand here for North Dakota taxpayers is, do you want to match Minnesota here? Do you want to take the concerns of these presidents seriously and have some kind of a program that matches that so that you don't have this catastrophic impact on the state of North Dakota? That's a question we throw on the table for today on What's on Your Mind. And as I say, we started on this Friday and had a lot of feedback on it. Didn't get a chance to talk a whole lot about it, but I'm most curious, not necessarily what the legislature is going to do, because they're going to react to what certainly they hear from the presidents of the schools, which is, we got to do something, but I'm curious about what the people that actually will pay for it think about the idea. Kind of a novel concept once in a while when you ask people that actually are the source of the dollars, who exactly is going to pay for all this.
Yeah, what do I know?
Silly us.
We know in Minnesota. Go ahead. Pay for everybody's college.
You can weigh in on that question today at 271-1100, 271-1100, or text us at 237-1590, 237-1590. Let's see, what else do we have for you today? You can also call us toll-free at 855 800-800-1776. That's the What's on Your Mind 24/7 line. And email is always welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Who won the Iowa State Fair, do you think? The Donald. I'd say it'd have to be the Donald. Biggest crowds. Only flyby. Did something rather interesting in that he brought to Iowa, I think I want to say a half a dozen. It was five, six, maybe seven members of the United States House of Representatives, congressmen from Florida to Iowa. Why would he do that? Why would he do that?
Probably because Ron DeSantis. Is from Florida.
Florida, yeah.
That's a Trump move, for sure.
And Matt Gaetz was among them, who was firing things out. I watched, actually, coverage of all of them this weekend. It was interesting. Vivek Ramaswamy did some rapping.
Okay. Yeah, I saw. I didn't hear it. I saw the video of him doing it, but he was getting into it.
So they all tried their little niche there at the fair this weekend. But I think it's fair to say the Donald won. Both for crowd size and two for sort of the theatrical staging by bringing the Florida House members along and the flyby and the, you know, even did the pork chop on a stick thing, buying them and handing them out to people. Kind of a staple that he's doing now when he goes into various cities for a rally. He'll stop at a restaurant and buy the house, whatever. Kind of a cute little man of the people touch by the Donald. So that was interesting from the weekend. What else we got in the stack of stuff here today? How about this? This is a fun one. A Native American group known as NAGA, the North American Guardian Association, is calling on the Washington Commanders to rename the team Redskins, saying you cannot erase history.
That is the last thing I thought you were going to say.
I'm telling you what.
I thought somebody had more problems with something else. The W is a problem? What? So they're about bringing it back.
They're about bringing it back.
Love it.
And encouraging fans to sign a petition designed to promote our history and put an end to the cancel culture. They have a hashtag, reclaim the name. Reclaim the name. 80,000 people have signed the petition so far. So,
you know, that reminds me of the Gays Against Grooming deal with all this trans nonsense. You know, and all the LGBTQ alphabet warrior stuff. There's so many in that community that are just sick and tired of it. Just stop. I love it.
I know. Worthy one right there in the stack of stuff. There's more here. We have a bunch to get to. Let's get to some text here so far. Weighing in already. Biden said in an interview when he first ran for Congress that he could be bought. I wouldn't doubt that, right? I mean, the guy that says that he has hairy legs probably would also say that he...
I'm not joking. Think about it.
Yeah,
I could be bought. When you look at Biden and Dianne Feinstein today, the deep state's black book of dirt on them must be 6 inches thick to keep wheeling them out like they do and humiliating them.
Oh, yeah.
I hope young people today look at these two and remember this. This is what happens when you sell your soul to the devil, says this listener. By the way, there's a debate among Republicans right now about whether or not the House would be wise to impeach Joe Biden. Something else in my stack of stuff today. And you've got, the old guard, Mitch McConnell, over there in the Senate saying, hey, be careful, don't be doing that, weighing the political cost versus what we actually know in the way of evidence. So, politically, there is an argument. You're going to throw things at me now, Kevin, for what Mitch McConnell is saying, that there is a downside to Republicans by proceeding with impeachment. That's factual. We've seen that in the past. Bill Clinton was a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton was in a world of hurt, and then when Republicans proceeded with the impeachment, what happened? Bill Clinton comes out looking like the victim. How that could be, I have no idea. But Mitch McConnell has a point on the politics of it. The question I would ask our audience is, politics or principle when it comes to the impeachment, which is the side you're on. All right, a few more of these texts here before we get into
Did Mitch finish the entire thought, or did he?
He didn't freeze up that time.
Sorry.
No, he didn't. Yep.
I'm sorry.
Just here's saying. A listener on our college question. Free stuff only reduces academic learning levels. Okay?
Absolutely.
How many college students come from single-parent families? And I guarantee you, most of them don't make $80,000 a year. Yeah, I don't know that we know. I don't know that there's even a... It's knowable to say how many of the Minnesota students in North Dakota colleges right now come from families of $80,000 or less or no. I don't know the answer to that. Another texter, no on the free tuition. That's why we're asking. Another, what does it do to the tuition for those that make more than $80,000 a year? That's a very good question. Somebody's got to pay for this. It's not free. It's not sustainable either. I don't know how Minnesota can sustain it.
Oh, it's going to come through grants and scholarships and whatever and applications and, you know, aid. And the state will be providing that. That's our dime in Minnesota.
But I think it's fair to say if you make more than 80, your tuition's going to go up at some point.
Right.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Vlana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Should North Dakota devise a program that counters Minnesota's free college for families that make under $80,000 a year? It's the question of the day today on What's On Your Mind. Your answers are rolling in, and I'm telling you, The presidents are worried. They say it could be catastrophic for the state if we don't do something about this. That's what they're saying to the State Board of Higher Education. David Cook, NDSU president, again, this has catastrophic implications. This is a very serious situation for us. Minnesota has this North Star Promise Scholarship Program, pays college tuition and fees for in-state residents whose families earn $80,000 a year or less. We've got some time on this because the program launches in the fall next year, a year from now. Projected to cost $117 million, would help about 15,000 to 20,000 students. Okay, there's a number at least. Reading from a story from CBS News here. More than half of NDSU's incoming class, 45% of its undergraduate student body, consists of students from Minnesota, according to estimates presented at the higher ed meeting. Minnesota natives make up 24% of undergraduates at North Dakota State College of Science and 28% at the University of North Dakota. President of NDSCS says probably half of our football team comes from Minnesota. So it's kind of a big deal for us. What do you want? 271-1100, you let us know. 701-271-1100. Vicki in Moorhead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Vicki.
I just wanted to say that, hi. Hello?
Yep, we're here. Go ahead.
Hi there. Okay, so the deal is, I live in Moorhead, and, you know, every time I hear something about free college, free this, free that, my tax, I've been paying way more taxes in Minnesota than I ever would in North Dakota. And, in fact, when my husband and I sell our house down the road now when we get older, here moving back to North Dakota, which is where we both grew up, because we're tired of this Minnesota high taxes, and not to mention all the wonderful programs that they put in place now that we've got a completely Democratic Congress and governor. But I think with North Dakota, I can't really speak on what they do, but I think they really do need to maybe do something. But I don't know if maybe you need to put it to a vote, because maybe the North Dakota people don't want to pay anything, you know, pay extra taxes for this program, and there needs to be a different way to fund it.
Interesting point, and I love your analysis on the tax situation in Minnesota, because really it is obscene taxes. That's why businesses are leaving. That's why people are leaving. Minnesota's losing population. Minnesota's losing businesses because of it, and they continue to whistle past the graveyard and figure, well, Vicky's just going to take it. We'll decide how to give it back to you. Yeah, free college program here, paid time leave off here, you know. We'll decide how we're going to take it from you, and then we'll decide how to give it back.
Right. Unfortunately, we're both retired, so we have no way of getting any of this wonderful free stuff that we end up paying for in the long run. So, Minnesota's taxes have gone up constantly, and the programs that we're funding are things I'm not happy with. So it's like, well, I guess we move.
Welcome to North Dakota, Vicki. Come on over. Come on over.
Thank you.
Hop the border. Appreciate the call, Vicki. Thanks very much. 701-271-1100. Another listener says, hey, it's hard to feel sorry for Concordia College when you see from the inside just how administrative heavy they are, with the president making over $400,000 for a student body reduced to $1,700. Figure that one out. On our impeachment topic, a listener says, do not impeach. It would help give the Dems a reason to toss Biden. I think Biden is the guy we want to run against in 2024. Playing a little chess there. I like that. Follow that one, Kev?
I could see it.
See?
All bets are off on anything. I got plenty of popcorn. That's all I know.
Do everything in your power to make sure the Democratic nominee in 2024 on the ballot is Joe Biden. Another listener says what North Dakota should do is stress high-quality education as opposed to free education.
Amen. Get what you pay for, or get what you don't pay for, I guess.
Great concept. Would it work? If a family making less than $80,000 has son or daughter coming out of high school, free college at the choice of schools in Minnesota versus, one would argue, a great education, NDSU, UND, ND State College of Science, you take your pick. It'd be interesting to know how that would work. I agree with you in theory. I feel like the numbers would hurt. Another listener says, why should it matter what your parents' income is? My parents made $80,000 plus and have not paid a penny to my college debt. Another interesting take. Another listener says, only if families that make less than $80,000 don't have to pay taxes. Free, in quotes, college will further drive a wedge between students whose parents sacrificed to pay tuition and those students who just ride in on the free train, says another listener. I love your opinions on this. Question of the day, should North Dakota match the Minnesota free college program for families that make under $80,000 a year? Another listener says, this is some sage advice here, never try to outspend liberals. That's a good point. You'll lose on that one every time.
Yeah.
Regarding the under $80,000 free tuition, another listener asks, how much of that is the college going to contribute? I don't know what you mean, unless you're saying, okay, you make under $80,000 a year, therefore you're entitled to free college. It's obviously not free. There's a cost to it. Is the taxpayers reimbursing the college for the full cost of that based on this program? Because what did I say? What have they got allocated for this? $117 million. I always get a kick out of this, too. It's projected to cost $117 million. For what? One school year. 15 to 20,000 students. Doesn't anybody say that, by the way, would be a billion before long? All kinds of happy talk. But I don't know if you're talking about the college in Minnesota eating some of that, but these are public colleges, so that's going to be funded by the taxpayer anyway. I'm really not understanding your question here. 701-271-1100. Question of the day. Should North Dakota match the Minnesota Free College for families that make under $80,000 a year? North Dakota legislature has a higher education interim committee that is pondering that very question. We spoke with one of the members last week. Another member of the state senate in North Dakota, Tim Mathern, a Democrat, says, yes, we got to do this. Yes, we do. Who's right? You tell us on what's on your mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. And thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you go to PetroServe USA today, any fresh baked muffin is just 99 cents. If you didn't have breakfast this morning, I'd cruise on in there and have that right there. You'll love it. Fresh baked muffins, 99 cents. Right out of the oven. You're going to love them. Lunch today, Swedish meatballs at the PetroServe USA on 45th Street, Salisbury Steak in Euland, barbecue chicken in Glendon, Mac and Cheese and Sloppy Joe's, MP Avenue, Mac and Beef on 12th Avenue and I-29, Stuffed Green Peppers or Lasagna, West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA, and Taco Mac and Harwood off the I-29 exit. Right there, PetroServe USA, some home cooking, some grab-and-go convenience awaiting you right now. Question of the day, should North Dakota match the Minnesota Free College for families that make under $80,000 a year? What do you think? Free college in Minnesota. Yes, it's free, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that wonderful? Will you make $80,000 a year or less? Send your kids to our college for free. Some pixie dust with that. Bring it on. North Dakota's higher education leaders are concerned about this. Understandably, if you're David Cook, the president of NDSU, you're looking at 45% of your student body, undergraduate student body, consisting of Minnesotans. Wow. And I don't know the number, but they're projecting in Minnesota the cost based on 15,000 to 20,000 students they'll help. So the question is, how many of that 15,000 to 20,000 student body is going to say, NDSU, sorry, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to go to Minnesota. Or do you think the excellent education of UND, NDSU, North Dakota Colleges of Higher Learning went out? Texter says, if North Dakota would give free college, how many dependents can each household claim? Another listener, I don't think it should matter how much parents make because I don't think parents should pay for college. Yeah, what do we think of that? You know what we did with our kids? We said, you go to UND because it's the favored school in the family. We'll pay.
Right.
You go somewhere else, we'll pay what it would have cost to go to UND, but you pay the rest. One smart one said, I'm going to UND. The girls, they spread their wings. One out east to Yale and one out west to Arizona State University. So they'll have little bit of debt. Hannah had a ton of scholarships, of course, with Yale. You do. In fact, this is a true story. Her tab for her schooling at Yale was less than what it would have been at UND. Think about that. Just because of the scholarships that are available as students, and obviously you've got to have the academic
right
track record and everything else. But But that's a good question. Should kids pay? They should have some skin in the game, maybe. Understand. Make the decisions. Okay, I'm going to go here. It's going to cost me this much. Here's my likely job prospects. How much is that worth to me? Yeah, good question. Absolutely. John's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100 to answer this question today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Well, first of all, I guess I don't think that the state of North Dakota should be imitating Minnesota in any form when it comes to their government, no matter what they give away or what they're doing. But the second thing is, earlier when you were talking, and you were talking about how many people come to it, like NDSU from Minnesota, and you said half the football team comes from Minnesota. That may be, but I believe most of those football players are on scholarship. So whether they get a free education in Minnesota or whether they get one in North Dakota is kind of a moot point, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. And by the way, just so we're clear, more than half of NDSU's incoming class and 45% of its undergraduate student body are from Minnesota. The quote from the president of the North Dakota State College of Science was that half of their football team was from Minnesota. But and I don't know how many scholarships they have down there or whatever, but it's good. It's a fair question. Good point, John.
Well, yeah, I mean, the football team, you don't have to worry about. People aren't gonna have to worry about, well, if we don't get free education away, we're not gonna get those football players, because if they're coming with a scholarship, we're handing them a scholarship. So, I don't think we have to worry about the football team, except maybe for a few walk-ons, and I don't know how many walk-ons come from Minnesota. I know there's quite a few of them that come from North Dakota and different places. So, I mean, I'm assuming there's a few but if they can play football, at some point they start getting a scholarship too, So,
although I don't know the answer to this question, and maybe some parents have had kids through the football programs would. I think there's a very small percentage that are full rides. So you still would have an incentive of, okay, I'm going to go there, I'm going to play football, but I'll get a partial ride versus Minnesota and a free ride if the family makes $80,000 or less. So I think it's a small percentage that get full rides.
Your better players are going to get a full scholarship, and then you break the other ones up, and maybe the next guy down, or they get a bunch of half, because the NCAA, I think gives, like, what we're in, 65, I believe, is what you get per year for the, so, or 65 scholarships. So, a lot of them aren't full rides, yeah. But
John, appreciate the call. Good food for thought there. Thank you. Bob, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, so these scholarships, they're in-state scholarships, right? So I really don't know what the geniuses in North Dakota are going to do. Are they going to just have Minnesota? Are they going to match Minnesota and tell the North Dakota kids, guess what, you get to pay for the Minnesota kids' education? Or are they going to have Minnesota and North Dakota kids now? And are they going to try to bankrupt this state like Minnesota's going to be? That's where they're going to be headed soon. So I think our legislature just better keep their nose in their own business and just figure out a way to lighten the load in NDSU and UND and these bigger colleges with some of these expensive professors and presidents and football coaches. And, I mean, there's other ways, I think, to do it than having to I don't know how they could do it. You know, are they going to match Minnesota, say Minnesota kids come here and get educated for free also? And then if you're from South Dakota, and South Dakota, sorry Montana, sorry everybody else.
I guess it would just, right now you have in-state tuition, out-of-state tuition, right? So the North Dakota kid gets a break because the taxpayers of North Dakota are paying for the public institution. Makes sense. Then you have an out-of-state tuition that you pay. We have reciprocity with some states. So I would imagine you would just do the reciprocity would include the same thing as what Minnesota has. But I totally get what you're saying. in what it opens up in the way of a Pandora's box here. You know, but here's again the argument from higher ed. The outflow of Minnesota students from North Dakota could cost our state universities $12 million a year in lost tuition and state funds, which fluctuate based on college's enrollment. But the greater concern, according to officials from UND and NDSU, is the effect on the state's workforce, as Minnesotans who move to the state for school and stay for work are a major source of population growth. So there's another concern there. They're throwing out there. I don't know if that persuades you at all, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, so if you're, let's say the kids that get the free schooling in Minnesota, do they have to stay and work in Minnesota for 10 years? Or I wonder what's going to be in the contract and all that. So everything's really up in the air, but for the higher ed or the legislature to try to match what Minnesota's doing would be a huge mistake.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call. 701-271-1100 to weigh in here today on What's on Your Mind. Tom, up in Grand Forks, home of UND. What's on your mind, Tom?
Yes. Yeah, how you doing, Scott? How's it going today?
It's going great. Thank you very much. Glad you're listening. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I got a comment. This is how socialism begins. One state has got to go ahead and copy the bad ideas of another state.
It's a fair analogy. So,
don't you think that's how it does? You know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
let's say Minnesota has a finite pool of state college tuitions that they're going to pay. All right. When those students run out, and maybe it's like 4,000, 5,000 students. All right. Don't you think that the others will be looking for someplace else to go to school?
I think you raise interesting points. If I'm the president of UND, since you're from Grand Forks, I'm Andy Armacost, and I see the percentage of students that are from Minnesota. I see also college enrollment steadily declining. Right. It's been it's falling and projected to fall even further. So a neighboring state says, hey, we're going to boost enrollment at our state universities by using some of the tax money we already stole from Minnesotans. The question is, do you just say, well, go to it, Minnesota. Take some of our students. It's not an easy answer.
No, well, I'll tell you what, I think we ought to let the free market handle it all out. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I believe the free market has the solutions, you know, not government intrusion, because whatever government touches, they screw it up.
But let's take your free market analogy. I love it. And we ought to apply it everywhere.
Exactly.
If you run colleges in North Dakota, and your neighbor says, I'm going to try and steal some of your customers with a program over here. You know, think of the auto dealers. Remember when the rebate started?
Oh, right. Yes.
Right? And all of a sudden, hey, you buy a new car, you get a rebate, and then the other car dealer has to do it, and everybody does it. Everybody matches. Sort of like gas prices, right? I mean, same thing on gas prices. You see one sign. He's selling gas for that. I guess I better sell gas for that, or I'm going to lose it.
Yep.
I could make the argument that that's what North Dakota Higher Ed is arguing for here. To say, hey, we can't compete for that
free
huge
gas
chunk
across
of our
the street, yeah.
Right, you know, so it's
well,
and
I'll tell you what, how about cut the budgets of some of these higher ed institutions? You know, some of these presidents make too much money.
And pay for it that way, you mean? Interesting, Tom. Find a good idea. We'll do it, but let's find the savings within the budget of the schools. Jim on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, friends.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What is with this Joe Biden on the beach like a regular Joe thing that's going on? It's a little weird. We'll talk about that next hour.
Is he got a Speedo on or is he hitting the nude beach? Grandpa, cat!
I mean, they put him in like a rickety old beach chair, sitting with people, having a conversation. Just like...
Yeah.
Wow. He couldn't be bothered for a comment on the deadliest wildfire in U.S. history, though. Over the weekend, he was at the beach. No comment, he yells. No comment. I just stop and say, hey, our hearts are thoughts and prayers with these people. We're doing everything in our power to help them out. My gosh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, more on Say It Ain't So, Jill, coming up next hour. Our question of the hour is regarding free college. Minnesota offering a program starting a year from now where if you're from a family that makes $80,000 a year or less, you get free college. North Dakota's Institutes of Higher Learning, their leadership is saying this could be catastrophic. What should North Dakota do? That's our question today. We're brought to you by Cirrusset, by the way, a wellness company that helps its clients relax their brains to manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. It's all about relaxing, rebalancing, resetting. It works. And here's some of the folks that helped. People with sadness, in a state of depression, anxiety, nervousness. People with broken sleep. And they have sort of listlessness, not enough energy. People who've lost their ability to handle stress, whether they've had an illness or injury, physical or emotional. People with chronic pain. People having early onset memory problems and difficulty thinking. Find out more at Ceresett, C-E-R-E-S-E-T, Ceresett.com. Or call 701-566-5231 on What's On Your Mind. 271-1100 is our telephone number, 800-855-200-1776. Call us toll-free or text us at 701-237-1590. Let me rip through some of these texts here. Catastrophic, they say. LOL. In what way? The administration's paychecks? That's it. I'd be unhappy and worried about this as well if my paycheck dropped from six figures to a realistic paycheck. Let's be real. They do nothing but indoctrinate leftists anyway. All right. Let me just say something on the salaries. This comes back to the free market thing again. So if we invest what we invest in higher education in North Dakota, essentially what we're doing is building the workforce of tomorrow. All right? And we're getting the colleges and universities to adapt as much as possible to make sure they're churning out kids that are ready to hit the workforce where it's most needed, right?
Correct.
And the leader of that entity, that organization, that is that people funnel for the future of the state, is the university president. And when a university president decides, I'm going to search for another job, he looks at the landscape, he goes to the Indeed of college and universities. They get paid a lot of money. So if North Dakota said to this texture's point, I get the emotion of it. Well, fine, let's just drop that six-figure salary down to something a lot less. We're going to take you from 400 to 200. The university president's going to be gone in a nanosecond, and when you hire somebody else at half the salary that university presidents are getting,
you get what you pay for.
Yeah, so I know the salary thing is an easy thing to jump on. And look, I think they ought to be held accountable. They ought to be performing. I think that's one of the reasons Dean Brashani ultimately was let go, is he kept promising enrollment was going to go up, and it didn't go up. And at some point,
well,
somebody had to be held accountable.
You know, and do the math. You know, okay, you save, let's say you cut a 400K salary down, you save 200K, you can send 10 kids to college. I mean, the numbers are staggering. And Minnesota has lost its mind, as we talked to John Hinterrocker about all the time. It's free, free, free. Not just college. Imagine this. You're from out of state. You need an abortion. You want to transition, have a little sex change, and then you want to go to college for free. Come to Minnesota. We'll pay for all of that. We'll pay for your abortion. We'll pay for your sex change. Then we'll pay for your college. Thanks for coming. Have a nice day. I mean, think about that. That's where Minnesota is right now. It's crazy.
Listener wants us to play Oliver Anthony, Rich Men North of Richmond. Well, we're way ahead of you. We're planning to play that
next
hour.
I'm doing the edit as we speak, so we had to edit that one for make it radio friendly, but we're going to play it next hour.
It's got a couple of BSs in it, so we couldn't, but it is a great story. It's kind of the feel-good story of the weekend, really. An artist that you'd never heard of racked up tens of millions of views on YouTube over the weekend on a song.
That's unbelievable.
That is striking a chord with folks.
I also found some audio. He played a local event in Virginia where he lives, and it's the first time he's played since it went viral, and he quoted Psalms, and it's really good for the weekend. We might want to play that, too.
So we'll get you your feel-good story of the weekend recap with Oliver Anthony coming up in a little bit. Promise that'll be next hour, and you will you'll enjoy it. I love it when stories like that happen. That's the good of the Internet, right there.
Well, Friday we played that parody song that I did to the song "The Wait" by the band about impeached Joe Biden. I got about a dozen texts about Oliver Anthony. Dude, just a guitar and a mic. you know, might inspire me to get out there and do one myself. We'll see.
Go. We want Kev to go viral.
Kev wouldn't mind Kev going viral.
Beats Joe Biden. I love it. All right, friends. We'll take a break for news and weather. Back with more of your calls, questions, and comments. Call us 271-1100. Put that in your speed dial, 701-271-1100. More after this. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Set off your order.